Are you tweeting about it? Who is tweeting? Somebody's bound to be tweeting about it. Let me speak to Lewis Wiltshire. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm very good. The research has been done about Twitter 2015. Is there a suggestion that Justin Bieber has come back to the extent that I thought he would disappear like snow off a ditch and never return? But I do hear young girls talking about him again. He's Twitter's official favourite or joint leader of 2015 or something along those lines, is he?
He's had an amazing year, hasn't he? I think Katy Perry might still have the most Twitter followers, but Bieber's right up there, and he's certainly had a big year. It's been an amazing year for all kinds of celebrities and communities on Twitter, for sure.
How has he managed to revive himself? Has he got some new material out, or has he done something mad?
I think he replaced himself at number one, didn't he, in the charts over this weekend. So he's certainly doing something right at the moment. Good luck to him.
It is incredible. I thought he was on the slippery slope when he was racing about in sports cars that he shouldn't have been in. And there he is now, top of the game yet again. Fair play to anyone who can do it. There was a good trick played by, was it Harry out of One Direction, to get as many retweets as you can. I don't think I could manage to do what he did. He just said to the fans, listen guys, retweet this, and they do as he saith.
He had the most retweeted tweet of 2015 globally, actually. It was an incredibly... The One Direction boys still retain such incredible popularity. But the amazing thing that we've seen on Twitter this year, you know, is that whatever it is that you're interested in, people have been able to connect to that. So from really serious world affairs, like what's happened in Paris, where people have shown incredible solidarity around hashtags like Je suis Paris, where really showing solidarity in the face of tragedy, through to the real fun stuff that you mentioned, like Justin Bieber and One Direction.
Yeah, the serious can be so poignant, can't it? People can say the right thing, and they can make something trend that gives everyone a sense of, I suppose, thought in relation to the people who are suffering, and that is very helpful to those who are bereaved, isn't it?
It's just felt to us like an incredibly powerful year where Twitter has given people a voice. It's given them a voice to express themselves, to show solidarity with others. So if you look at Paris and you had the Charlie Hebdo attacks at the start of the year, where people use the hashtag Je suis Charlie, is a sort of global outpouring of solidarity and togetherness, right through to the recent attacks in Paris, where something as simple as Porte Ouverte, or Open Door in French, where people were using that hashtag to say, hey, if you're stranded, if you need safe haven, I've got somewhere in Paris that you can come and stay, and using that hashtag to advertise that fact. So it's just this incredible open platform where people can say whatever they want and use it for reasons of solidarity and for reasons of good.
Lewis, can I get you just a little closer to the microphone you're speaking into? Because it's just a little bit low for me this side. Because I want to put one other point to you. And that has to do, indeed, with people who don't understand the rules of broadcasting. And, you know, here we have a TV company, radio station, and there are very strict rules about what you can show on a screen when you turn up at a scene. And sadly, people who are witness to horrific events don't give any consideration to that when they use Twitter. And it must be heartbreaking for families to see their dead relatives on a social media site just because an eyewitness has taken a photograph. I was shocked by some of the stuff I saw coming out of Paris.
Yeah, I think people have to realise, I mean, people have got mobile phones in their pockets now, which are broadcasting devices. You've got a platform like Twitter, which can give the whole world a voice, and that's an incredibly powerful thing. But of course, with that comes responsibility, and as you say, sort of publishers have always known that with sort of great power comes responsibility as a publisher. And now that everyone is a publisher, I agree, we have to kind of think about what we're putting into the public space. But I would focus more on the fact that it's allowed, you know, people around the world, certain when bad things happen, to have that togetherness and to have that solidarity. And that's something which we've seen coming out this year, you know, not just with Paris, but with Black Lives Matter, with marriage equality in the US, you know, when real movements can take hold and really for social good.
Yeah, I have to say I'm someone who's probably addicted to Twitter. I'm scrolling my phone all the time just to see what news agencies are saying or what funnies are coming up. But Facebook, I practically don't do it all. I do have a Facebook site. I can't remember the last time I properly looked at it. there's something about Twitter that just seems handier than Facebook, but are you missing out if you're not on both of them?
I think people will use generally more than one social media platform, and that's fine. I think they're all different from each other. The great thing about Twitter is that it's open, it's global, it's real-time, it's conversational. So, you know, when I'm out and about on a Saturday afternoon and I want the football scores delivered to me in real-time, Twitter's got that absolute global, real-time, open, public nature where if I follow all of my favourite football clubs, you know, all of my favourite celebrities, all of my favourite communities. So, you know, I'm probably the only person in the world who follows, you know, my mum and Bruce Springsteen and Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. And that's fine because you can configure Twitter to be whatever you want it to be, to reflect your world. And not just celebrity, but, you know, your local communities as well, and have a mix of, you know, here's my favourite football team, but here's my local community that I'm a part of, and get all of that kind of sent directly to your phone in real time. Is an incredibly powerful thing.
It is brilliant for sport. It is absolutely excellent. Like, I follow Man City and I just follow them through the game, and you can see every kick being texted by actually a young woman who used to work with us here called Nicola, who now works for Man City Press, and she's on triggering it all the time, and it's so informative. But you expect it from a massive club. Having said that, it's also brilliant for, you know, many club competitions. If Gaelic football played at the lowest level here in Northern Ireland as well as the highest level, and you can follow your own local team. You only need one guy at the game to be saying how Dara Cross is doing, and you know how Dara Cross is getting on. It's just a brilliant service.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've been a sports fan all my life, and in fact, I used to report on sort of non-league football, and you know, you would find that some sort of non-league clubs would not maybe get the publicity that they would love to get, you know, because the sort of bigger clubs get it. But a platform like Twitter gives everyone a voice and every organisation a voice. And so, yeah, you can report your own news and reach out directly to your own fans. I mean, you look at a Manchester City where you're a fan of, someone like Vincent Kompany, I think, is one of the best users of Twitter in the Premier League. He uses it as a captain, as a sort of to be accountable to the fans, to talk to the fans, you know, whether they've won, lost or draw. But you would also add into that mix, you know, the real community aspect of other Man City fans that you'd want to be a part of. And that absolutely applies to the biggest clubs in the world, and also to the smallest clubs in non-league and elsewhere.
Is enough being done to rein in the people who abuse it? The people who put up very rude comments, people who put up bullying comments, people who put up pornographic pictures? Is enough being done, or is that impossible?
Well, it's not impossible. We've done a lot this year about it. And I'm glad you brought it up, because it is an important point. And, you know, we've got a platform here which is built on the sanctity and beauty of free speech and free and open speech, and has given people around the world who need a voice and who didn't have a voice before that platform to speak from. Now, if people use that to send, you know, tweets that are bad, that are abusive, we would much rather that wasn't the case, and nothing infuriates us more. So what we've done about that is to build tools like the fact that you can report a tweet from just within the tweet. You see a tweet, and you can press a button to report it to Twitter. And if it breaks our rules, then we'll take it down, and we've got very strict rules. So absolutely, it's the case that you know, that you would hope that a platform that's built on free speech would be respected and used in positive ways, and where it doesn't, we've made it easier to report that, and we can take them down.
But if someone is posting pornography, as long as it doesn't break the rules of the laws of the land, Twitter will embrace it.
Well, the laws of Twitter are quite clear, and they're stated on the platform. So when you sign up for a Twitter account, twitter.com, or you sign up for the app, then you're agreeing to abide by those rules, and there are rules there on that subject and on many other subjects as well. So, look, I mean, generally, you know, there are 500 million tweets every day globally, and the overwhelming majority of them are positive. So, you know, sometimes those negative ones get a disproportionate amount of attention, but you are agreeing to those rules when you sign up, and you should abide by them. And if not, and if it's reported to us, then we can take action.
Okay, Lewis, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Lewis Wiltshire, the head of media at Twitter. They're celebrating being very successful during 2015.